Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, I'm right here on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And 2 days to go. How many sleeps? Two sleeps. Then it's our national elections on the 8th of May. And in line with the IRR's objective to become an authority on political market research, the Institute has undertaken its fourth full survey of the electoral landscape to supplement surveys carried out in September 2018 and December 2018 and February 2019. So joining us on the line right now to break some of the polling numbers down for us is Gareth von Onselen. He's the head of politics and governance at the South African Institute of Race Relations, IRR. Good morning, Gareth.
Hi, good morning.
In terms of national polls, how are the three main parties looking in your last survey done?
Right, so our last survey was in the field from the 18th to the 25th of April. We've actually just completed another one, which we're going to release today. Mm-hmm. But as a scene setter for what's going to come later, there seems to be a big fight for around 5 to 8% of alienated ANC voters between the ANC and the EFF. Mm. And those voters have fluctuated between those two parties over the last 4 months. They moved a little bit towards the ANC in the last stretch. So at the end of April, we had the ANC on 51% on a lower turnout. We had the EFF on 14% on a lower turnout. And we had the DA relatively stable at 24% on a lower turnout.
Gareth, we're hearing rumblings that the ANC and the DA are possibly going to be this year's biggest losers in the general elections, with the EFF seeing the most amount of gain. Does the polling suggest the same?
Yes. The polling, look, I mean, the one thing you can be fairly certain of is that the ANC is definitely going to decline from where it was in 2014.
Where was that? At about 60%?
Yeah, it was on about 62% in 2014. The DA will probably grow slightly, some small growth, but in the big picture remain relatively stable at around 22%. So the big winner will probably be the EFF amongst the big three parties. It does look set to get up to possibly double digits, which is almost double its growth, and that's quite a big achievement for a party of such a small base.
Can I ask you, Gareth, is South Africa anything like the rest of the world? We've seen a huge move towards the nationalist parties and the isolationist parties, of which the EFF seems to be our one. And a lot of big surprises in the States and in Brazil and in Austria and in parts of Germany. Are we isolated from that sort of movement? Do you foresee some sort of like a radical move in the next elections?
Look, it depends how you view the electorate and what your understanding is of the ANC. The EFF is essentially, which is our sort of most radical, populist, demagogic, left-leaning party. Mm. But it is essentially born of the ANC. I mean, Julius Malema basically hijacked the ANC Youth League and reconstituted it outside the party and has used it to put what he would call revolutionary pressure on the ANC. So if you view those two parties as of the same kind of universe, even if the ANC is a milder, more diluted form of the EFF, then together they still constitute around 66% of our vote, which is pretty much where it's always been since 1994. There's no big change. And if they merge together, then we'll almost be back to where we were 20 years ago. But if you view it as separately, if you view the EFF as some new kind of radical demagogic force that's got its own path, then yes, it is a new phenomenon in South Africa, and it does seem to be gaining traction.
And I would just like to know as well, what areas specifically have seen the EFF grow?
Do you mean geographic areas?
Yeah.
Well, in 2014, the EFF, the bulk of the EFF support came from Gauteng. Around 40% of all EFF votes came from that province. But there are signs that it is growing significantly elsewhere. We had it on, for example, 10% in KZN in December. It's on 7% at the end of April in the Western Cape. And, of course, there are its more traditional rural strongholds in the Northwest, for example. But those don't really count for that many voters. So it seems to be growing in urban centers.
I don't know if your polling can answer this question, but when we look at the ANC, many speculate that if the ANC lose many more voters, then they Cyril Ramaphosa might face the same fate as our previous president, Jacob Zuma, and be recalled. Anything in the numbers that reflect that?
Well, look, I think the big tests for Cyril Ramaphosa in this election, and they're not necessarily fair tests, but they're the ones that the ANC will use internally and different factions might use against him, are the following. For one, the ANC won't want to lose Gauteng. And as things stand, it's got a huge fight on its hands to retain that province. We had it on 42% in Gauteng as of the end of April. The other one is that he'll want to outperform Jacob Zuma in the last election. In the last election, which were the local government elections, they're not the best comparison, but that doesn't matter to internal politics. The ANC got 53% and they'll want to push above that.
All right, so we'll have a look at that. Any surprises in the small parties quickly, the smaller parties?
Yes, there have been some interesting movements. So the ACDP, we put on 7% at the end of April, which was big growth in the Western Cape, specifically.
Wow.
But it'll probably have been squeezed over the course of this last week. The FF Plus was also looking like it might cause a few bubbles, a few stirs in the Western Cape and maybe nationally. But these are all of a very small base. So growth for them would be up to sort of 2% nationally or something along those lines.
Gareth van Onselen from IRR, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Darren Moore, Gary Miller and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.